Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And joined with by Gina Grad and also Randy Wanger with us tonight. Nice to see the two of you.
Happy Halloween, Timmy.
Happy Timmy. Halloween. Yes, we are live at the Queen Mary, everybody. You got to come down here, man. This place is unbelievable. The Queen Mary. Adam, hold on one second. We're going to talk to you about this maze, dude. All right, Adam Macadocious has gone through the mazes. We're live at the Queen Mary. If you take the 710 South, you can't miss it. If you miss it, you're blind or you're a retard. All right. It's big. It's a big ship here at the end of the 710 and right in the middle of Long Beach. So, all right. Now, Adam Macadocious, who is our resident weed smoker. You like the weed, huh?
Yeah, of course.
All right. You went through some of these mazes?
Yeah, I got an opportunity to go through a House of Hallucinations.
I thought that was what your apartment was called.
Hey-o!
Sometimes.
I bring my own hecklers. tell us about it. You got scared, right?
Yeah, I physically screamed. I didn't know I can do it. I didn't know it's possible, but it happened.
Could you recreate your reaction to the House of Horrors?
I was, like, walking around. I turned a corner, and it was something like, ah!
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
That's fine.
You're overmodulated, Adam.
All right. And who are you with?
I was with King E.I. and Manny Blunts.
Were you guys hopped up or totally sober?
No, we're pretty sober right now.
All right. Well, you got to start to enjoy yourself.
It made three grown men scream and jump off of our feet. So I didn't know it's possible.
Wow. All right. So if you want to be busted up and thrown off your feet to go to a House of Horrors, there's a bunch of mazes here. How many mazes are there?
I think there's like six or seven.
Yeah, I think I saw six or seven.
There's a couple inside, too.
Yeah, the Spruce Goose used to be here on our right. We're located right inside the park, right near the Fright Mistress. If you know where that is, if you've been here before, you'll find that pretty easily. And we thought it was going to rain tonight, but it looks like just cloudy skies and about 75 degrees. A perfect night for the Queen Mary Shipwreck. And go to queenmaryshipwreck.com, get your tickets, or just come down here and get your tickets. I know what you do. All right, so Adam's going to be with us on and off, going through these mazes, and you'll have a wireless mic going through the mazes.
Shazam!
Right?
That's exciting.
Woo! Is that the line for the maze over here?
Yeah, that's one of the lines for one of the mazes.
That's the Revenge Reaper, I believe.
The Revenge Reaper? Have you been on it? On the Revenge Reaper?
No, I have not been on it. No,
or in it,
or in it. Anyway, you slice that prepositional phrase. I've not been a part of it yet, but I'm excited about it.
How about me busting Adam's balls for using feet? And then, have you been on that ride yet? Have you been on that maze? All right, Adam Macadocious, thanks for coming by, buddy.
Shazam.
Major
stuff. Did you know the Spruce Goose is a big dance club now? It holds like 5,000 people in there.
I did not know that.
Shazam.
Yeah. All right, Spruce Goose is gone. And if you like to dance like I do with my lovely wife, Jennifer, then you can go. You can come on down here and visit the Spruce Goose. The Spruce Goose used to be here. Now it's a big dance floor. 5,000 people. So come on down to the Queen Mary.
And tonight I believe they're calling it the Dome of Doom.
Is that right?
Yes, it's the Dome of Doom.
Oh, boy. All right. Since everybody is talking about politics, I listen to talk radio all day long. I listen to, Tom Likas, and I listen to, during the commercials, I buzz around. And everybody, even the news stations, are all about politics. We've got four nights left. Let me say, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, three nights left. And then you vote for President of the United States plus Proposition 8, which is the gay marriage deal.
Yep.
And if you vote no, you're with the gays. If you vote yes, you're with the heterosexuals.
And I vow to, if you can present proof that you voted no to Proposition 8 and you come find me, I will give you a kiss on the lips.
Wow. Is that right?
Yes.
How do you prove that you voted no?
I heard this year, because it's electronic, you get a receipt.
Oh, is that right?
So come and present that, and I'll get my freak on with you.
Hey, Timmy, I just decided I'm going to vote
this
year.
Big herpes by Wednesday. What?
I just decided I'm going to vote this year now.
He's going to vote twice.
All right. Now, will you pre-kiss people in order, and if they guarantee either guarantee they're going to vote for you or against Proposition 8?
I'm going to need a little proof.
Yeah,
because I don't want to leave with anything I didn't walk in with, if you know what I mean.
I know. But you're going to be, your lips are going to be on fire come Wednesday. That proposition's going to be.
But that Constitution's going to be solid.
It's going to go down. It's going to go down in flames.
Well, luckily, most of the people that are going to vote no on this thing are not going to want to kiss Gina on the lips.
Good point.
There you go. All right, we also have a guy who's breathing fire over at the stage here. And, oh, wait a minute, that's Randy Wang. After some hot wings. But no, there's a guy breathing fire here. It's a great place to hang for Halloween. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. All right, since the big election is on Tuesday, and a lot of people here are of voting age, there are a few people here who are a little younger than that, but what scary things are going to happen if Obama gets in there or if McCain gets in there? What spooky and scary things are going to happen if McCain gets in or if Obama gets in? Are we going to go to war? Is the country going to go broke? Is Obama going to take us into a depression?
Are you going to get familiar with those bread lines?
Yeah, is McCain going to take us to a war with Iran? What spooky, scary things are going to happen if one of these chaps, and one of these chaps will be president, the president-elect, come Wednesday? If not, if there isn't a big, you know, Supreme Court deal and a voter recount and all that crap.
Wow.
All right, Tim, I got one for you. If McCain wins, and I've already told this to you guys, he'll probably die within his term. So Sarah Palin's going to be the president, and the vice president is going to be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh boy!
Now
I do want to
call BS on that, because we did a little research on that, and apparently that is not technically true. But in theory land, it is scary.
Wait, what is it not technically
because
true?
Isn't
about?
It that if she becomes the president, she elects the vice president? It's not that person slides into that role. If she dies, Pelosi becomes president. But I don't, you know what I mean?
All right. That would
government
be scary.
Class, high school, what are you going to do?
All right, here are the phone numbers. What spooky crap is going to happen, or scary crap is going to happen, if Obama or McCain gets in there? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Your prediction of the doomsday that's going to happen to this country. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's also an opportunity for you to give everybody here like a last ditch, a last pitch on who to vote for when it comes to president. Plus, we'll also take calls from people who think that Proposition 8, and again, if you vote yes on 8, you're with the heterosexuals. No on 8, you're with the homosexuals. And it's a rude way to do it, but that's basically what it is.
Can we say if you vote no on 8, you're with the Constitution, and yes on 8, you're an outside agitator?
Well, how about that the Californians voted on the Constitution,
anyway.
And the judges, 3 judges in California and Sacramento, decided to take the vote away from those citizens?
Allegedly.
Is that a problem for you?
Allegedly.
Is that a problem?
I'm not a fan. No. But you know what? Sometimes the end justifies the means.
All right. Proposition 8, we'll take phone calls on that as well. The spooky things that will happen if they get elected, or if Proposition passes, or if Proposition 8 does not pass. All right? And again, if Proposition 8 does not pass, gays can continue to get married. If Proposition 8 does pass, no, nay, never to Los Gayos.
Now, for you, this is all just hypothetical anyway, because your vote was decided last night by the people.
Yeah, I voted last night.
Yeah.
I voted no on 8, and I voted yes on Obama, because that's the way that the listeners wanted me to vote.
Yeah.
All right, and also, if you're coming down to the Queen Mary, don't try any shenanigans, because the Long Beach Police Department is here in force.
In full effect.
Yeah, and they will rough your asses up.
And can I tell you, the first thing I observed when I got here was how good-looking the Long Beach police people are.
You like them, huh?
I very much do.
All right. Let's talk to John in La Mirada on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, what spooky thing will happen? Let's say McCain, God forbid, dies of natural causes in the White House. The White House will be haunted forever.
Oh, I see. All right, by McCain, right?
Yes.
Oh. All right, thanks for calling.
Aren't there already a bunch of ghosts in the White House anyway?
I don't know if anybody's died in the White House. Has that ever happened?
I think William Henry Harrison died, the guy that was only president for 30 days.
He died in the White House?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bad vibe. Bad run.
And what about Lincoln's wife?
Well, she wasn't president.
Yeah, but she's in there somewhere walking around rattling chains.
Nah, she didn't die in the White House,
did she? I thought she was the one who went all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and then she died in the Lincoln bedroom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what I hear.
Is that why they call it, why didn't they call it the Miss Lincoln bedroom?
I don't know.
Shark on the 605 on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How's it going tonight?
Hey.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
Hey, I think what's going to happen is that when Obama wins, he's going to come out and say that he's a Muslim and he fooled all the American people.
All right. Now, we thank you for calling, dude. There are a lot of people out there that still think Barack Obama is a Muslim. 23% of the people who live in Texas think that Barack Obama is a Muslim. 23%.
What if, and what if for his inauguration speech, he just looked right in the camera and went, gotcha.
I think it's going to be a lot of gotchas. All right. Let's talk to Ryan in Los Angeles on line four. Ryan, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tim?
All right. What's going to happen if one of these guys gets in there, or when one?
Well, if Obama gets elected, he's going to make sure OJ doesn't go to jail. I'm actually right, going dude. As Obama tonight. I got a grill out. But...
Oh, get out of here, dude. All right.
Classy with
Jesus
a K.
Jesus Christ. I tell you, you know what? Usually that kind of stuff is reserved for, you know, rural areas.
Yeah.
But it's creeping into big cities.
Yeah.
I tell you, they're out there.
So attractive.
All right, so Edwin on the 101 on line 5. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Happy Halloween, guys. How are you?
Hey, you too, dude.
Hey, Babu. I think if McCain wins, like the way the first time Bush won, with some type of controversy, I think we should all head out to the hills, because there's going to be a massive riot.
Wait, if McCain wins, you think there'll be a riot?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not a good predictor of the future, but I do know that gun sales are at an all-time high. And whether that's either McCain or Obama getting in there, I don't know. But gun sales have gone through the roof.
You got a couple of them, didn't you? The past couple of weeks. Yeah. Me too.
I can defend myself.
Yeah.
Unless somebody pops into the house, you know, we'll enjoy it.
I got a couple of tickets to the gun show.
Now, you don't own one, right?
No, I don't.
Why don't you own one?
Because I can't be trusted with a firearm.
Why?
Well, I do have a shooting range card, and I do enjoy doing that. But I think I need a little more practice before I start taking anything home with me.
All right. Randy, you own a gun?
I do not own a gun because I don't think I'm strong enough to even hold one. They're really heavy.
Bubble. No, they are.
But I mean, I play with guns all my time when I was a kid, but I don't think I have the balls to fire a gun at somebody.
You'd be surprised.
You know what I do have the balls to do? Mace and MF-er. I got some pepper spray in my purse.
I consider getting mace, except I realize I'd be the biggest homosexual in the world if I carried mace in my pocket.
Oh, all right. Now you're the second biggest without it?
Exactly.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If Obama, or when Obama, or McCain gets in there come Wednesday, unless there's a big recount and a Supreme Court deal, what spooky or scary things are going to happen in the White House when one of these two clowns gets in there? Let's talk to Sarah in North Hollywood on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, all right. What are you doing on Halloween, by the way? Are you home?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I stayed up pretty late last night making my Halloween costume, so I think I'm just going to chill.
And what grade do you teach?
I teach first grade.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How old are those kids? Six?
They're about, six, seven.
What did you go as? What did you make?
I went as a deviled egg.
You must be in a private school.
No, not at all. I teach for Burbank.
Burbank, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think LAUSD allows Halloween parties anymore.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Probably not, considering... Yeah,
I can't confirm that, but I heard that they don't like kids coming in costume.
Oh, they.
Well, we do have restrictions like on blood and fake weapons and stuff, but, you know, we still try to keep the tradition going.
Do they actually hand out a memo to you and say what you can and can't do?
Well, they hand it out to the parents, yeah.
Oh, bubble.
Deviled egg, though, that's cute. You went as an egg with devil horns?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Did you stink like one?
Well, at the end of the day, I probably did.
Oh, Jesus.
Foam core takes a
beer.
All right.
I can't stand deviled eggs. I can't stand hard-boiled eggs. My wife makes, the egg sandwich or egg salad. Every time you open up the refrigerator, it smells like somebody just laid a big fart in the fridge. Hate it.
I know, and then they always eat them with, like, mayonnaise, you know, egg and mayonnaise sandwiches, and I'm just like, it makes me gag.
call it a man egg.
All right. What spooky or crazy thing's going to happen when Obama or McCain gets in there?
I think the point I'm going to make was clearly illustrated by the idiot that made the gorilla suit comment. But unfortunately, you know, perhaps an assassination, you know, if Obama gets the presidency. And I just think, you know, with the current state that our country is in right now, that would be a travesty, and that would just be something that would be very hard to recover from.
Yeah, well, I think any time you talk about the president being assassinated, it's a travesty. It's not just now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, when John F. Kennedy was killed, it wasn't like, all right, let's go out and have a drink.
But I think the controversy of, you know, him being an African American brings the, you know, the weirdos out even more. I mean, it just kind of like gives them, you know, something to rally behind, which is, you know, idiotic.
I agree with you. Sorry, thank you for calling.
I think
the Secret Service, either way, has their work cut out.
I was just going to ask you that. You think they're going to earn their money now like never before?
Oh yeah. Because if Obama gets in there, they're going to be guys taking shots at him. And if McCain gets in there...
Just a guy falling around with a defibrillator?
No, there's going to be so many people pissed off that he got in there that they'll want to knock him off.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if Obama gets elected, they're going to drive around in the Popemobile. If McCain gets elected, they're going to drive around in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
And they're going to... the socialism will begin on Wednesday if Obama gets in there. All right, let's talk to Aaron on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Tim? How you doing?
Hey.
I think if McCain gets in office, he's going to die like the first month in office.
Oh, Jesus. he's not going to make it through the winter.
Payne is going to become president. You know, the way the economy is right now, we're going to definitely hit a major plummet to end up in a super depression.
Well, you think if Obama gets in there, he's going to save us from a depression?
Oh, I think he's at least going to put up a better effort than McCain. I mean, McCain's basically Bush. You know, he put right back in office, and, you know...
Right. In McCain's defense, since you're anti-McCain, when's the last time the United States raised taxes that it's been good for the economy?
You know... Probably never.
Oh, all right. All right, we have
to go. I recall Bill Clinton raised taxes.
No, he lowered taxes.
Oh, he lowered taxes, okay.
Yeah, he lowered the capital gains tax from 28% to 20%.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, though, on that...
Got to keep the taxes lower, boys.
Yeah, definitely. But on that Prop A vote, I actually wasn't going to vote anything on it, but since you're offering a kiss, I want to know how I'm going to get the kiss, though, if I go ahead and vote for it.
Send me an email and we'll work it out.
You're gonna get a big kiss, dude.
Yeah.
Here's what we're gonna do. If you vote no on Prop 8, get a receipt and then come down and see us at Smart and Final in 3 weeks when we're at the food drive.
Right.
And Gina's gonna give a big kiss.
Wow, we gotta check out the big brain on Randy over here. All right, Aaron,
you
heard the man. I'll get my cherry chapstick ready for you.
All right, thanks, Aaron. Hey, now how pissed are you gonna be if Proposition 8 passes, and everybody votes yes on it, and you still got a line of no's to kiss?
You know what? I'll see it through. I will know that I did my part.
All right. What crazy crap is going to happen when either Obama or McCain gets elected president? What spooky, crazy, haunted crap is going to go down? All right. Since it is Halloween. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And if you got yourself a 888, Jones, love those eights, man. 520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Steve in Redondo Beach on line 1. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Steve.
No.
You there? How about Shirley on line 2? Shirley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, it's Cheryl. I really think that if Obama gets elected, there's going to be a double assassination attempt, and it's going to succeed within 7 days of each other. And Biden, that makes Pelosi the president, and she's going to nominate Hillary Clinton as her vice president.
You know what's interesting about this theory? She seems so confident in it, and it's so well thought out. It's almost as though she's gone into the future and come back to warn us.
Yeah,
I've never heard someone with such detail give a theory like that.
Yeah. Are you psychic, Cheryl?
No, I'm not.
Psycho?
Definitely not.
All right, we thank you.
By the way, I'm voting no on AIDS.
Oh,
Shirley,
you
if you're into it, I'm happy to give you a kiss.
Yeah, you into that that type of thing, Cheryl?
No, sorry.
All right, well, high five.
All right, well, why are you such a heterosexual? What makes you heterosexual?
I just believe so in equality. I'm saying no. I believe in equality.
Yeah,
we should all be equal.
There you go. All right, thank you for calling, darling. There she goes. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Guess where we are? The Queen Mary.
Yeah!
Gina Grant is with us. Also, Randy Wang. The whole crew is down here. Come on by. It is the Queen Mary Shipwreck, queenmaryshipwreck.com. And you're listening to us live from Long Beach and the Queen Mary. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, I know you're hungry. Ah, and here comes dinner.
Feed my Frankenstein.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and my eardrums have just been blown out. Thank you very much. All right, so we're live at the Queen Mary Shipwreck, queenmaryshipwreck.com. And if you don't know where the Queen Mary is and you've lived in Los Angeles for a while, let me give you a little tip here. The 710 Freeway South. 710 Freeway South until it ends. And then you'll see the big Queen Mary right across from, I guess, what is it, downtown Long Beach?
Yeah, Pine Street, that whole area. Down in Strong Beach.
You'll enjoy yourself, man.
Yeah.
Come on down. The Queen Mary is great. It's all decorated for Halloween. And if you're driving around, you got nothing to do, come on down and enjoy the mazes. They're unbelievable this year. All right. If Obama or when Obama and or McCain, all right, either Obama or McCain is going to be president of these here United States, what kind of freaky stuff is going to happen when one of them gets in there? Let's talk to Jennifer in Long Beach on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, why aren't you here?
I'm actually trying to get there.
Nice.
Oh, you are? Good.
Yes. My question actually was for Dina.
Yes, ma'am.
If I vote no on 8, am I going to get a kiss?
Absolutely 1,000% yes.
Wow.
Really?
Anyone. Hey, anyone gets their kiss.
Why don't you come by the booth tonight when you get here?
I will. I actually am. And my husband wants to know if he can take a picture.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you one on layaway.
And hey, Jennifer, if you and your husband vote no on Prop 8, see me later. We can work out something else.
Awesome. And he wanted to make sure he get his hug that you promised him.
Yeah, of course. Claro, Casey.
A hug
come
and a
by.
Kiss. All right, come on in by and see us. How close are you?
We're already exiting, but like it's a really long line to try to get there.
All right.
We're
going to be here till 11 o'clock, so take your time. Don't get impatient. We'll see you here.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there you go, baby. Wow, look at that.
Woo!
Well, you got to come by and see Gina kiss Jennifer and Jennifer's husband.
She'll get one in advance. She'll get, a credit kiss.
Yes. All right, what crazy crap is going to happen when we have a new president? Let's talk to Tony in Foothill Ranch on line 6. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Great. McCain and Palin are going to make abortion illegal. They're going to go into Iran the first week. They're going to go to war. And then Palin's going to take over in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
That sounds fun.
Why would she take over in 2 weeks?
She believes that's her spot in the world, and that McCain, she thinks he's going to just,
Oh, boy.
Huh.
And if he doesn't croak, she's going to help him along. She's going to be screaming at him until he has a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Tim.
Right. Well, thank God for chaps like you that abortion is still there. Thank you, Tony.
Do you think there's a chance? Is there anyone out there that's voting for McCain because they hope that McCain doesn't make it and Ann Palin becomes the president?
No, I bet there is.
We haven't heard that ever.
I bet there is. Absolutely. All right. It's a big election going on, man. I can't tell you. Nobody that I know is talking about anything else. Every time you walk into a restaurant, you walk into a bar, you walk into a library, everybody's, not that I go to libraries, but everybody's talking about this election. Everybody.
And they always say, you know, when you meet a stranger, don't talk about politics.
Right.
That rule is out the window.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
White shoes after Labor Day, it's gone.
Oh, boy.
It's Halloween, for Christ's sakes, and the last week leading up to Halloween, no one's talking about Halloween.
I know, it's the election. All right, Gina Granit's with us, also Randy Wang. And we are talking about if Obama or McCain gets in there. One of them is going to get in there and slide in there next week. What kind of crazy crap, kind of freaky stuff is going to happen when one of these chaps takes over the number one position in this country right now?
Yeah.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ernie in East L.A. on line 3. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Ah, Babu.
Hey.
You know this thing? Is if McCain has a heart attack and Palin becomes president.
You think that's going to happen?
That would be some crazy time.
It would be crazy, buddy. We thank you for calling. Jesus Christ. All right, thank you, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people out there who are not fans of Sarah Palin. There are a lot of people out there who think she's a moron and think she's really stupid.
Yeah.
But you can't, how stupid can you be if you're a mayor and then you become the governor of a state in the United States? There's only 50 of them.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
she can't be stupid. She could have some policies you don't agree with.
Yeah.
But how stupid can she be?
I don't think she's stupid at all.
Let me see. So if she is stupid, if Sarah Palin, who became the governor of Alaska, is stupid, does that mean everybody else who lives in Alaska is dumber than she is?
Could be.
Is that possible?
I honestly think she's playing dumb, playing folksy to appeal to the Republicans.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, let's talk to Yasmin in Koreatown. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello. I just wanted to respond to the comment about the gorilla. I'm a black woman, and I keep hearing in reference of black people to gorillas. But I wanted to say that if you shave the hair, the skin is white.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Shave the hair, the skin is white.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I just keep hearing this reference. If you a gorilla's hair. If you shave the hair off of a gorilla, the skin is white. But I keep hearing the reference to black people. You know, if you didn't, if it didn't have the hair, the skin would be white.
So if you shave the hair of a gorilla, you're walking around like an albino. You're walking around like Randy Wang.
Exactly. Exactly.
I should come out and say it. I actually am a gorilla. I shaved, and this is the skin color.
Wow.
I've been
hearing that reference since I was a little girl, so I just wanted to get that straight.
Yeah.
You must be from
crazy.
A classy part of town that you've been hearing this since you were a little girl.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I'm actually originally from Seattle.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey,
but, I mean... Are you guys saying that you've never heard black people referred in reference to gorillas before?
Oh, no, I have. I have before, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I know she's probably younger than I am, so maybe she hasn't. But
you have, haven't you?
I mean, I suppose. Nothing comes to mind, but geez Louise.
Yeah, no, she has.
I mean, that's
BS
good. That means that the younger generation is hopefully is starting to weed out, but maybe not.
I think that's going away.
I really, really do.
Yeah.
I hope it is going away.
Hey, Yasmin, if you're going to go to Seattle for the holidays, go on Virgin America, $69 one way.
You know, I heard about that. Yes. It's Yasmin, okay?
Yasmin. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
On the computer, it says Yasmin.
Just like the best birth control pill ever.
All right.
Thanks
for calling, darling. All right. There she goes, everybody. All right, what kind of crazy crap is going to happen when either Obama or McCain gets in there? Shannon in Wilmington. I'm sorry. Let's talk to a Philip on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you?
Good, man. My worry is, and this has kind of been proven throughout history, is that if Obama gets in, the Republicans will do everything they can to block, indict, and impeach him.
That's probably going to happen.
Why would he?
Probably.
Yeah. But wait, hold on a sec. Who started that, though?
Well, I mean, last time I remember it, obviously, with the Clinton era.
And what about before that?
Well, Richard Nixon? Probably didn't do it with Carter, right?
No, Nixon.
Nixon.
Yeah.
Where it started. He had it coming.
Yeah, but you know what? He had that election locked off. He was up by like 32 points when he had those two guys going to snoop on the Democrats.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't Woodward and Bernstein.
Oh, that's all I know.
All right, buddy. We got to thank you for calling. Those are the guys who discovered Deep Throat. Yeah. Yeah. It's so great how dumb Americans are when it comes to their government. I'm the same way.
Oh.
I'm like Randy Wang mentioned, a president that died in the White House. I'm like, oh, really? Who was it?
Well, William Henry Harrison. But, you know, I learned...
Was he president?
I think so. I learned most of my American history from watching Forrest Gump.
And you know what? The government totally exploits how stupid we are. And I'm including myself in the group, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Daryl in Santa Monica on line two. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
Yeah, I have a scary thought for you, or at least for conservatives, I have a scary thought. And that would be that Obama builds his governing majority of conservatives and liberals and has a successful presidency, and reality-based pragmatism takes hold, and because these right-wing nuts are pushed into never-never land for the next 40 years.
You think that's going to happen?
I actually think it can happen, and probably will happen. I think that's probably one of the reasons why.
Do you think Obama's going to raise the taxes?
Yeah, I think he is going to raise the taxes. And think about this. When's the last time a president was elected and having said that he was going to raise some people's taxes?
Oh, well, let me ask you a question. When's the last time the government or employment exploded and more jobs were created when the taxes were raised?
Well, Franklin Roosevelt raised taxes, did he not?
Yeah, and how long ago was that?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, he raised taxes in order to support all of these infrastructure projects that put people back to work.
Yeah, but those taxes are not going to be raised for infrastructure. They're going to be raised to give money to people who are poor.
Well, I mean, you mean the working poor, right?
Well, they're the people who don't pay taxes.
So you mean if you pay payroll taxes, right? Those are taxes.
I'm talking about federal taxes.
Daryl's splitting hairs here.
Yeah, but think about this.
Listen, dude, we're not far off. I'm just telling you that if you raise taxes in this economy, it's going to turn into a depression.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what a CPA told me. I'm not a CPA, but that's what he told me.
There are people like Robert Rubin. There are people who are geniuses at this stuff who are probably a lot smarter than your CPA who believe that taxes are going to be raised. In fact, a lot of even conservatives, a lot of conservative thinkers believe that taxes not only should be raised, but they need to be raised. And they believe that McCain is going to raise taxes. Whether it's McCain or Obama, taxes are going to be raised.
Well, I haven't heard that. I mean, I don't know what Republicans are walking around saying we should raise taxes. Do you have names?
You need to. I mean, Robert Rubin is not some flaming liberal. I mean, neither is Warren Buffett is not some flaming liberal. I mean, these are people who are very, very pragmatic. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for God's sake, brought in Warren Buffett to help him with economics, with the economy in California. He didn't listen to his advice, but he brought it in. I mean, this guy is well respected.
Yeah, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is a fraud.
Well.
He ran as a Republican, and he has done nothing for Republicans.
Done nothing for Republicans?
He's done nothing now he wants to raise taxes. Even some of the Democrats up in the Assembly don't want to raise taxes.
Well, yeah, I mean, California...
Listen, enough with taxes. The California pays more in taxes, more business tax, more personal tax, and more sales tax than any other state. Look where it's got us.
Well,
the city in the United States that pays more tax, more city tax, than any other city in the United States is Chicago.
Well,
they also have gun control, and they have the highest murder rate.
Well, and the problem with California is California doesn't get enough of the largesse from the federal government. It sends all this money to the federal government, and it doesn't get enough back. That's the reason why local and state taxes are so high.
You're exactly right, but that's also the reason why we need more of the federal pie.
Well, yeah,
New Mexico gets the most. For every dollar that the people in New Mexico pay, they get $1.42 back from the feds.
Jesus
Christ. Listen to this. For every dollar we pay, I think we get like 48 cents back.
I agree with you.
All right. Well, we agree. All right, Daryl, we thank you for calling. All right, that guy's a stud, and he understands we need more money from the feds. All right, we're going to take a break here. If you have a theory on what's going to happen after either Obama or McCain gets in there, some crazy, spooky, scary stuff is going to happen when one of these two guys land in the White House, either McCain or Obama. Your theories, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. We're live with the Queen Mary, queenmaryshipwreck.com. It is Gina Grant, Randy Wang, myself, Tim Conway Jr. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We are outside the Queen Mary for queenmaryshipwreck.com. Gina Grant and Randy Wang are down here, so come on down and enjoy yourselves. It's a big party down here. Now, I went into this this big dome where they used to keep the Spruce Goose.
The Dome of Doom.
Yeah, it's a big dance party in there. I've never seen a bigger place in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. I mean, you could literally have like 10,000 people dancing at the same time.
Did you get a little dizzy and a little disoriented when you went in?
I don't think so.
You okay?
I did when I went in the men's room, but that was because somebody was in there. All right, McCain or Obama, come Tuesday, new president of the United States, everybody. Kind of crazy, scary stuff is going to happen once one of those chaps takes over. Let's talk to Eugene in the Valley on line 6. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, if Obama gets elected, Brian Witness will suddenly reappear.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. That would be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Robert, New York, on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing there? Jimmy.
Yo.
Jimmy. Yo, hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Renzulli knows where I'm at, man. I'm at the New York Times up there in Brooklyn. Listen, hey, check out, your screen has got the address. It's 2038.zerotax.com.
What is that?
It tells a pretty interesting story that's going to print as we speak.
Wait, can I guess? Can I guess, Robert?
What is it?
Robert, can I guess what it is? Is it that Obama, all of a sudden, they say that he's not an American citizen?
Darling, Obama is our next president.
Yes, darling.
It was decided with the Bilderberg meeting back in about a year ago. Listen, this thing's going to press as we speak. It's a story. Renzulli just told me to call Timmy and give him the heads up on this. It's 2038.zerocatch.com.
All right, but what are they going to report?
It's a grandson. Okay, here's what happened. The grandson, yet unborn to Mr. Obama, has been reunited. Something NASA has in the works now that will cross over into parallel universes. This machine, NASA has it. We just verified that. Today we just broke on that. That's why the story's going to print. And
wow.
And no, Tim, I know.
I know, you would think we're if something,
Frankie,
but listen to me. I know, but listen to me. If somebody, listen to me. All right, put this guy on hold for a second. If somebody had this kind of information, don't you think they would come up with an easier website? 2038.catch0.com, please.
Carry the 2/.
Matt and Ventura on line 5. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey.
Hey, what the hell is that guy talking about right there?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Hey, so Obama's going to win,
right? I bet that was code for some horse that was going to win tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So, all right, so what's your theory?
Obama's going to win, right? And since Sarah Palin's enjoying her little time in the limelight, she's not going to want to leave, so she's going to go post for Playboy.
Is that right?
I think so.
Hey, look at you, dude. All right. Would you buy a copy?
Yeah, I probably would.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Let's go to Lewis in Long Beach on line 3 on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what's
awesome.
Up, dude?
Okay, I'm right here on the 710. Can't wait to get there. The lines are long. But anyways, yeah, I think Obama's going to win, obviously. And I think Sarah Palin is enjoying her time. And we're probably going to see her on TV and possibly on Playboy. Who knows?
Wow. Look at
Lewis,
you.
Would you tune in for this? Welcome back to the Sarah Palin Hour. Would you watch that?
You know what? We're going to probably be seeing that. She's going to love it in the limelight.
All right. Thank you, dude. It really is amazing how far women are away from ever becoming president. Because as soon as a woman is elected president or vice president, or even the nominee in either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, the rest of the women constantly rag on her and think she's a bitch.
No, I liked Hillary Clinton. I still do.
No, but a lot of women didn't like Hillary Clinton, you know? Yeah. Women will never become president as long as I'm
There's
alive.
Too much hate. Drinking that haterade.
They can't get it together.
Maybe you're right. It's sad, but it's possibly true.
It's probably true. I mean, look at this.
Every woman is in competition with each other.
All right. Bob in Long Beach on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Eric in Echo Park on line 1. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Hey, I don't know if anybody has said this yet, but I think that if McCain becomes president with his... Really, all he wants to do is, war it up. I think he's going to install a draft.
Oh, you think so?
It has not been mentioned. Have you heard the word draft during any of this run-up? They've completely left that off the table, and I think if he got in the White House, he wouldn't have a lot of support for it, and I think it would probably permanently damage the rest of his presidency. He wouldn't be able to get a lot done because people would go crazy, but he would try.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. I mean, I think they got enough guys and, the technology nowadays. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. If you could stop breathing in the mic, in the phone like that. But I think the technology nowadays, I mean, look, they have unmanned aircraft buzzing around Pakistan and Afghanistan, or Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're talking to. So I think we've got enough guys who know what they're doing. I'm not sure that the draft is going to happen. And if it does... I skate.
Yeah.
I'm 45. They ain't looking for me, man.
Hey, Tim, is there a weight restriction on the draft?
I believe there is, young man.
Because
you also put on the skates.
He'll have a desk job.
I'm on a diet right now, but I could easily balloon up to 300 if I need to.
What kind of diet are you on? The seafood diet?
I'm on the sub. Well, I was. The seafood and eat it.
What do you want?
I am on the Subway diet.
How's that working out?
Jared, too, over here.
I've been doing it for about a week and a half now. I go, when I leave the Corolla show, I get a foot-long Subway Club. And when I leave this show, I get a foot-long Subway Club. And eat half when I go to sleep, half when I wake up.
What's in the club? Bacon?
No, the Subway Club is great. It's turkey, ham, and roast beef. And for some reason, they give you a lot more meat than if you just ordered a turkey or a ham or a roast beef. It's great. But I've lost 5 pounds since Monday.
Wow. Is that right?
I mean, that's not even a drop in the bucket, but 5 pounds is pretty good for a guy who spends his weekend gaining weight.
That is true. All right. If Obama or McCain becomes president, and one of them is going to become president, literally in 4 days from now, on Tuesday night, and it is going to turn the United States around either way, what kind of crazy, scary stuff is going to happen when one of these clowns gets in there?
Hey, Tim, I got one for you. If Obama gets elected, Susan Sarandon is going to stay in this country.
Right. And if McCain gets elected, she moves out. She goes to Italy.
Yeah.
Or Canada.
Yeah.
A good reason to vote for McCain. Get this Susan Sarandon out of here. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Laura in Burbank on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm good.
Hey.
How are you?
All right, baby.
I was just calling because if I'm not Republican or Democratic or whatever, but if McCain gets elected, I think the scary thing is that we'll still be spending $10 billion on a war when we could be spending it on renewable energy resources and development and research.
Touche.
Yeah, don't you think that's going on anyway?
Yeah, but not to the extent of, like, the government subsidies and everything like that. And the reason our, like, our economy is in such depletion as it is because other countries like China and India are beginning to incorporate other technologies that we want to buy, and so we're importing instead of exporting.
Right, and that and that's why the world has gone into recession?
Well, not the world, but the United States.
Well, what about the world?
Well, what about the world?
The world's in a recession. It's a worldwide recession.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think about it, like, I mean, there are countries, like, for instance, like China and India are in such a population growth right now that by the year 2030, 2.3 million more people will start to be using cars and other, like, applications that we take for granted, which will be, you know, completing to deplete the oil resources that we have already. So when we take that into consideration, there's no way we're going to be able to support all those people using those like
so
resources.
We need more oil.
Well, I mean, but we can't make more oil is what I'm saying.
Well, why can't we drill for more oil?
So why would we drill for more oil when, like, 90% of the world's oil resources are crude oil that we have to refine even more? Why would we?
Well, that's not
the,
true. If they drilled up in Alaska, they would have more oil, right?
Well, not necessarily, because most of it's crude oil that has to be refined even more.
Yeah, but are you for or against drilling in Alaska?
I don't really have a position either way, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Why do vampires like baseball? How do you know they like baseball?
I don't know.
Because every night they turn into bats.
They turn into bats!
All right, thank you. All right, thanks, Laura. All right, there she goes. I love that. Her whole big argument at the end, she's got a lame joke.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think Laura would just as soon have our cars run on, like, the baby's laughter.
Yes. Frank and Marina Del Rey, line two, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, what do you think?
If Obama wins, there will be celebration riots across the country, very much like when the Detroit Pistons won. The locals went out and celebrated in their own unique way.
Well, like when the Phillies won the World Series or the Lakers won the championship, there's a lot of fires and turning of vans and stuff like that.
Sure. And
I don't think that's true, though. I don't think with politics people are going to be that into it.
Yeah, actually, in these communities that have for so many years felt what they call disenfranchised and disempowered, right. Congresswoman...
Well, you know, they're expecting a million people at the Chicago celebration.
Sure. And Ruth Blitzer and Maxine Waters will basically excuse all that action and say, well, we're just expressing their newly found empowerment and hope.
Right. Well, that is true. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling.
Tim, you're a fan of Wolf Blitzer, right?
Not a big fan.
No. Huh.
I think Wolf Blitzer is shown his bias over the years. And the one thing that that irritates me about Wolf Blitzer, not only that he's, you know, like 5'4", but that
his name sounds like a reindeer.
Yeah, he constantly says that he's an independent. And everything that comes out of his mouth is F you, McCain, and getting on his knees to,
give thanks.
Barack Obama a little,
little
pleasure.
If Obama wins and Wolf Blitzer is reporting on it, he's going to go, the crowd is so happy and they're so black.
No. I bet Wolf Blitzer, absolutely. If Obama said, hey, Wolf, hit the knees for me, I'll bet Wolf would hit those knees. You don't think so? Oh, I bet he would.
I don't know.
All right.
that caught me off guard.
I bet he would. He's such a jerk off. All right, folks, we are live at the Queen Mary. Come on down for queenmaryshipwreck.com. That's the website. We are live, and you can still get into the Queen Mary Shipwreck. I think they're open until, it open at 1 o'clock?
I think it's 1.
1 o'clock? 1 a.m.? Is that right? 1 a.m.? 2 a.m.? All right. They're open fairly late tonight. It is Halloween. queenmaryshipwreck.com, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1 FM Talk.